USA News update. Residents in East Palestine, Ohio, are complaining of symptoms that may be tied to the derailment of a train carrying toxic chemicals. People were allowed to return a week later, and some say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea. Governor Mike DeWine says the water is drinkable and the air breathable, but residents tell Fox News that's not right.
It burns your eyes. My throat's been sore all day.
Officials from the Department of Health and Human Services will arrive this coming week to set up a clinic. The White House says it will commit federal resources for as long as it takes. The United States is ending its search for remnants of two aerial objects shot down by fighter jets last week. Warplanes shot down the unidentified objects over Alaska's North Slope and off the coast of Michigan. U.S. Northern Command says the U.S. military, federal agencies, and Canadian partners conducted systematic searches using a variety of capabilities and did not locate debris. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.